Okay, hello. Hopkins, this is Dr. Benjamin Boone from California State University, Fresno. It's a delight to have you today at Music in the Parks. Looking forward to hearing your set. I heard you all warming up, and you're getting a nice blend, and you're listening, and your conductor is getting you to listen, and so it sounded really good. So I really enjoyed that very much, and looking forward to hearing Sakura and Southland in springtime, and your warm-up piece. So I'll just go ahead and forth and let the tape roll while you do your warm-up piece, and then I'll come back on with comments when you start to do Sakura. Yeah, I'm glad to hear you're doing this as a warm-up. I think all string orchestras should play, music from the tonal literature like this. You really get to hear the harmonies. It helps your tuning. It helps your blend. It helps your timbre. It helps your precision. So that's cool that you're doing this for your warm-up. Okay, very good. That was fun. Now, okay, I'm noticing that my colleague here, who is a bass player, is giving the bass some comment. So negate what I was about to say and listen to his. Okay, here we go. Yeah, this is a little advanced, but in measure 4, I'd probably push a little bit more toward the end of the measure violas. It's nice to have something where the viola gets the... Yeah, I'd make that sing a little bit more. That's the beautiful thing about strings. You can really make things string. Really make things sing. So it's really nice to hear the cellos now. That's a nice tone, nice sustained harmony, upper strings. I like it. Yeah, and being really precise with your finger position so that the tuning is good when you're moving lines like that, cellos. And your conductor's doing a really good job of giving you cues and of keeping the pulse. He's being extremely clear, so don't wait for your neighbor to change notes. Instead, really pay attention to what your conductor's doing and move with the conductor, and then everyone will be moving at the same time, and there's a little bit of a sense of a lag, and I think that comes from people following their friends instead of really looking at the conductor. So make sure you look good. You did a nice push into the next phrase, into 25, I guess it is. Nice. Yes. Nice shaping of the melody. Good job on that. You can move the bow a little faster on those crescendos, right? Dig in just a little bit more, emphasize it a little bit more. Okay, basses agree on the pitch. Pianist, you're doing a nice job watching the conductor. That's nice. Okay, careful on the release. Make sure that you watch and do that together. Yeah, the interesting thing about pizzicato is in quiet passages like this is you have to be 100% precise, right? Very good. Yeah, for a young group, you did that really, really nicely. You were watching, the retard was executed nicely. I'm impressed with that. That's good work. Yeah, this is nice. I'm noticing in the program notes they're mentioning minor pentatonic. That can mean two things. It'd be interesting to go through and analyze the piece and see what their meaning is of that. Normally a pentatonic is thought of as being major, so it would be 1, 2, 3, 5 of a major scale. And a minor pentatonic then would be if you start on the 6th degree of that. So in C, a major pentatonic would be C, D, E, G, A, and starting on A would be a minor pentatonic. And you know, it's a nice piece. That's a nice color with a little bit of extended harmony on it, and you're balancing that in a very nice way. I like to hear that. Have you... Since it's called Cherry Blossom Song, have you seen cherry blossoms? It's really a beautiful thing if you see pictures of Washington, D.C. The Japanese government, I guess, gave a whole bunch of trees to the United States government. And so all along, all of the monuments and stuff there are cherry blossoms. And they have a cherry blossom festival, and it's an absolutely gorgeous tree. Of course, you can see pictures in Japan of it, too. But it's really, really delicate flower. So if you conjure that image when you're playing, it might be helpful. Okay, here we go with Southland in Springtime. And the liner note says it's in AABBAC form. So that's just letting you know what the sections are and how the different sections relate. See if you can hear that. You have one section of music that repeats, then something contrasting that repeats. You come back to the original, and then you end with something new. Good, you get to practice your double stops in this. Yeah, I've heard this before. I like this. Yeah, nice solo. Good work. So this is a groove. So it's a bass, folks. It's, you have to be really, really precise with your bass line, as precise as a drummer would have to be in a pop tune. Can you hear the groove? In fact, a lot of this is derived from dancing, like contra dancing or square dancing, fiddle music from Appalachia, which is derived from music of Scotland and Ireland, actually. Watch the conductor here so it doesn't get fragmented and you keep your groove. Good. You got back on track. Okay, don't let the note die at the end of the articulation. You know, I'm guessing you all could play this just a little bit faster. It might even be easier just a little bit faster. Not here, obviously, but in the fast section. Okay, follow your conductor. He's trying to push up the tempo. Let him do it. Oh, very nice. Very firm ending, full of conviction. And I like that you really, really came down in volume before that. And if you were a really advanced group or something, we could talk a little bit about precision, about making sure that all of the attacks are together, about being clear with your attacks, and making sure that you know what the phrase is and that you play all the way through the phrase and you shape the phrase. These are things that you'll be dealing with as you enter the next level and as you proceed. But boy, oh boy, I am really, really happy to hear that you're off to such an absolutely fabulous start. I think you're really, really fortunate to have such a really, really good conductor who's not just teaching you the basic techniques of strings, but is also obviously teaching you about music and how to be musical and how to not just play notes and rhythms, but how to shape the music and have fun and end up rendering a really good performance. So I'm really, really happy to hear your group. I'm really excited about the things that are going on there, and I wish you all of the best. Again, this is Dr. Benjamin Boone from California State University, Fresno, and if you need to get in touch or anything, my email address is bboone@csufresno.edu. Thanks again for being here at Music in the Parks, and I hope to hear your wonderful group again soon, and I'd love to hear your other group sometime. Okay,